Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, when we go into the next segment, the phones aren't open yet. I'm going to give the number out specifically. Well, I know on the nightly news tonight we've got a state rep coming on, the one that introduced legislation. I've interviewed him a couple times to enforce the law and not let TSA grow people's genitals. It's nullification, but it's moving towards states seceding to re-upload the Bill of Rights and Constitution to reconstitute the federal government. We're not. These are the most important points I haven't gotten to yet. No half measures are going to work. Got my notes here. That's what I'm getting at. We need bold action. We need, the whole world's a stage. The globalists are staging things going, oh, you want to secede so you can put black people back in chains? Well, the Civil War wasn't even about that. No, we're not saying we're forming our own country. British intelligence was manipulating the South to break the country up. Both sides were wrong. See, a lot of times in history, it's not this side or that side was good or bad. Iran's run by corrupt people. We're run by corrupt people. Israel's run by corrupt people. Syria's run by corrupt people. But is it moral to send Al-Qaeda into Syria and kill people for 14 months now and blow things up and suicide bomb and then get on the news and say, give our rights up, Al-Qaeda's in Syria. Hillary said like five times last month, we've got to invade because Al-Qaeda's there. And I'm like, our government put Al-Qaeda there on record. And they think you're so dumb. They go, oh, we got to go into Syria because of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's like, it's how do you even deal with being talked to like that? But it works. And see, I guess I'm supposed to be a good little globalist and go, man, the public's really dumb and stupid. How can I, sit there and join the New World Order and get all powerful? Oh, this is easy. What, and tear down my own species so that my kids grow up in a world with even dumber people? I want you to be on fire with freedom. And it gets into philosophy. You know, I haven't even talked about this yet, but I'll talk about it later in the next hour. We're going to get Kaufman on for about 40 minutes, but I've got to get into Formula One because it's all corporately, set up to have taxpayers pay for it. Almost the whole thing's paid for by people in Texas. Texas taxpayers paid for it, and then I get double raped because I have this operation in Austin. That Austin even then has more taxes and tax exemptions. You know, things taxpayer paid for, and some globalist, knuckle dragger, and involved in all sorts of corruption schemes and everything else, and courts after him and everything else. This Ecclestone guy, he has these little tart daughters running around, and he gave them $3 billion this year. Yeah, he's another $3 billion gift to my daughters. I have the article. And literally, I said 50. It's probably more than 50 helicopters this morning just flying over Austin from the private airports out to Formula One. And these are like a private Bilderberg meeting. It's like a public Bilderberg meeting. They've got royalty here, everybody else, and I'm paying for it. And then I like Aerosmith. I mean, obviously, it's interesting music, and Joe Perry dedicated his solo album to me last year, and I've talked to him and his wife. They're nice folks. And he's a patriot and knows what's going on. But, I got words like, hey, we got tickets for you. Come out to the thing, backstage, see Formula One, everything. Sold out, super sought after. And I guess I don't even know if they're playing there. I'm just guessing because I got the word yesterday. I don't even know. But the point is, it's not like I'm mad at Formula One and the helicopters because I'm not in them. I mean, I've been invited by rich people in Europe, be flown by private jet to Europe and be part of events and stuff, and I'm not knocking those people, famous people, but it's just not what I do. Now, I'd like to hang out with interesting, cool people who hate tyranny. I mean, that's hanging out with famous people is fun because a lot of times they're really interesting, but it's not like most people would literally kill their mother to be part of an elite event. And me, I might kill my mother not to be part of it. I'm being sarcastic. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Nothing to count it for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. Give you everything you need. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 16th day of November 2012, and I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 12 noon. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and I have the fire of liberty burning in my heart and projecting out through my mind for freedom and the disgust of the peacock-like globalist perching and fawning and wanting to be worshipped like gods when they ought to be trodden underfoot like the maggots they are. And that basically is what it comes down to. I don't like deception. I don't like manipulation. I don't like bullies. I don't like scum. I don't like how ugly the New World Order is. And I want them dismantled. Instead, they're dismantling us. They're waging war against us. They are injecting our children nationwide now without parental consent. And it's like, oh, the school gives your kids shots now, even if you say no. Well, the grand jury won't indict us. We're the government. They're now to the point of just doing whatever they want. Yeah, we'll secretly arrest you if we want. Yeah, we'll disappear you if you want. Yeah, we're just going to raise your property taxes even though your house value went down. Yeah, we're just going to give you GMO even if you don't want it. Yeah, we're just going to put the military under NATO and tell Congress, sit down and shut up in three different congressional hearings this year. Yeah, you know what? We're going to go ahead and just sign an executive order for the cybersecurity takeover that even CBS News called Russian or Chinese-style internet censorship. Since Congress wouldn't do it, Obama just signed an executive order that puts it in place. And then, you know what? Made it secret. But the UN came out today and said, oh, this is part of our new UN agreement. Obama's now agreed to it. We're going to be giving the codes to the DNS so we can shut your website off. People can't get there if we want to. That's in mainstream news today. I'm going to get to that. I mean, just earth-shattering stuff going on. Earth-shattering things going on. And so, no, I don't want to fly around in the helicopters and be backstage at the Formula One here in Austin. Even though I was nicely invited by people to it that way, I'm not going to go. I'm not bragging I'm not going because I'm special. They're injecting children with cancer viruses everywhere. I cannot get my mind around peacocking around. And I understand people go for business, whatever. It's a sport. It's fun. My point is, folks, we've got to get our priorities straight, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm saying to you. I mean, if you aren't upset about what's going on, if you aren't passionately engaging the globalists, there's something wrong with you. Now, if you just joined us, I've known this for a long time. I knew the way to get away from the globalists was states' rights movement, not to secede to form new countries, but to secede so the states, so we can use government institutions, because it's in the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and there's precedent across the world to have the states pull out into the real republic, to form the second republic, to restore, so there's no debate, what do we re-upload? Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, unaltered. But a plan of action, and the governor says, hey, military, army, you're under us. Boom, we are starting. Oh, Congress, you say you want us to back off. You'll have hearings about the Federal Reserve running our country and the $47 trillion you've given them to offshore banks the last 4 years. Oh, you're saying you'll back off. The minute we start reaching for their throats, the minute we, again, folks, you have to believe in yourselves. I see people saying, oh, we could never do this. We could never get people to actually do this. We could never. It's because you don't believe in yourself. Less than 1% of the population actually organized the beginnings of the rebellion against the British Empire, the biggest, most powerful empire that had, wait for it, never been defeated. And you know why they've never been defeated? Because there were continuous wars for 1,000 years before Britain was formed. And it was a Viking culture. Celtic overall, but a Viking war zone for over 1,000 years. So those people got organized into a big empire. It was over. Plus they had incredible statescraft and manipulation from all the other wars. And our forebears said, we're taking you on because we're not going to be your slaves. You know why? Because only insiders could operate businesses who were connected to the crown. And all these men who have much greater status and stature in their innate power were not going to sit there and be treated as third class slaves. You understand? And it's the same thing today. When someone makes money out of an invention, out of a book, out of literature, out of construction, out of work, I admire them. I want to be around them. You know, when somebody is good at sports, you admire them just because of the human prowess. When somebody's a great rodeo rider, you know, you admire them because they're an example of humanity. I admire that. I like strong, good people. I like being around it. Let me tell you, I've been around New World Order people. These are hunchback little demons. I mean, look at Look at the head of Formula One who's taken over Austin, Bernie Ecclestone, who gave $3 billion to his two daughters as a gift. They own the most expensive houses in the U.S., literally paid for by taxpayers' money worldwide. Everyone pays for the tracks, and then he's tax exempt. That makes me so angry, I want to throw up, and now they've got the army out there running checkpoints on the highway right outside my office. That makes me want to throw up. And have you read the letters of George Washington about his businesses and about how he was treated and how he wasn't allowed to operate by a bunch of scum? You know, that's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't like the New World Order. I don't like parasites. I don't like people that want to break my will and have perverts take my kids to a private room and stick their hands down their pants. I recognize how far we've fallen under authoritarian psychopaths who are engaged in a premeditated scientific takeover of our country. Now, I'm going to lay out a battle plan here briefly, then I'm going to give the number out and take your calls on this issue. But they're going to try to phrase my call for the Second American Revolution, a restoration, a reboot, a kick the New World Order out, recognize we've been hijacked literally. That's powerful information that they've been arrogant enough to brag in hundreds of publications and on television and at the EU Parliament and at the British Parliament and in our Congress. In the article, bankers declare U.S. Europe conquered, world government now an open secret. That, you can bring that to state houses. You can bring this to grand juries. You can bring this to every. We just recognize, folks, they could kill me for what I'm doing right now. I hope you realize that. Okay? And you know what? That's a good price to pay. I'm not worried about it. They probably won't because it'll make me a martyr and energize everything I've done. And selfishly, I hope it doesn't happen. But if it did, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, my body doesn't want to die. My spirit, whatever it takes. In fact, it's beyond that. Because I know these people are hurting innocents. I take it personally when leukemia explodes in kids and pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%, and I know they're doing it with the GMO and the vaccines, and I've got the documents where they talked about how they do it. I get really upset. I have nightmares about that. I have such unbelievable hatred of these people, it could destroy me. Do you understand that? So I've got to do it for love, but that's even more painful. You got to take it personal, and you got to realize the power you've got, and you've got to ask God. You say, God, I don't know how to defeat these people. If you ask God to direct you, you're going to start seeing doors open. You're going to start seeing opportunities. Go walk down the street and warn people. Call into talk radio. Start an access show. Start a YouTube channel. Start a local little newsletter. Start a magazine. Start it in your neighborhood. Start meetings. Take this article with the video clips around the neighbors. Take our first issue, if you have it, of the magazine that had this printed, and say, hey, you can go to the site here with all the proof. They say they conquered us. Are you worried about being conquered? Come on. Wake up. Slap them in the face if you have to. Verbally. Hey, you know why things are getting bad? These people said they'd take over, bankrupt us, to make us poor so we'd always be too poor to resist them. They're worried about freedom. They're worried about economic freedom. They want to extinguish it. So you've got to believe that you've got power like our forebears did. You've got to know you're in the right, and that, you know what? You're not going to be a slave. You're either going to live on your feet or you're going to die trying. That's what you've got to do. That's what you've got to understand. That's what you've got to discover, is the fact that you do have value and you do have strength, and there is good and evil, and there is a choice in this world. And you've got to understand there's not half measures. We're not going to eat around the edges of this and, oh, let's try to get some good people elected to Congress and, oh, let's do this little thing and let's talk about the New World Order and maybe something will happen. We got to go in, take our states back, take our courts back at the local level, and we got to, all of us, just all day, New World Order scum, New World Order's criminals, New World Order's killing us, and it's starting to happen. We know it's you. We're not listening to a word you say. We know you're murderers. We know you're criminals. Get out of our country. Get out of our country. Get out of our country. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Death to your New World Order. And then build the movement for the states to say, this is illegitimate. Not, hey, the feds are out of control. The feds aren't even there anymore. They bragged they were taken over by foreign banks. Our military's now under UN control. And they're announcing the internet kill switch cybersecurity secret order just gave everything over to the UN. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Do you read me? The states aren't totally taken over. They got to pull out, get that movement going, and just continually say the federal government's not the federal government. Bypass the whole secession movement from the angle they're going to sell it north-south, all this other bull. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We are all warriors for the Republic. Spread the word like Paul Revere.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? Even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricane, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's time to get the globalist shackles off of us, as Jimmy Vaughn says right here. Don't want no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
In And boy, is this shackles. It's a scientific, technocratic control system who all write white papers and books that we've sourced here. How they're enslaving us, how they're poisoning us, how they're going to get us in compact cities and then start using bioweapons on us so the elite can merge with computers and become gods. I'm not saying that's really going to happen, but that's their plan. I'm going to be honest. If we just had corrupt groups running things, I would be on air criticizing them, but I would not be up here, you know, calling for what they will bill as revolution. Because it is. It's time for the second American Revolution. America is still here. We're just occupied by the globalists. I mean, that's a big deal. To come out with authority, to start trying to organize serious people like Lou Rockwell, Evan Vieira, Bruce Fein, Ron Paul, many others. I mean, I'm moving forward with this. You know, spurring them to getting you to spur them. I mean, that's a serious thing to do. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the people directing this compartmentalized empire want you and your family dead. Do the police and military and bureaucrats and code enforcers and all of you get that? I think some of you are getting it. I understand this sounds crazy. Tyrants are crazy. Read a history book? And I'm begging you, for your family's sake, if you're a new listener, you better go look up EcoScience by the White House Science Czar saying they're poisoning your water. And then go look at how we are being poisoned to sterilize you. I mean, that's just one exhibit of thousands. It's like a wall of evil, and it's trying to normalize us to torture and evil and pedophilia all over TV now with all these, you know, toddlers in tiaras and HBO shows where four-year-olds are doing simulated sex acts and wearing shirts saying, you know, four-year-olds are whores. I mean, I was going to do that report last week, but couldn't even bring myself to do it and show these images that are on television. I mean, they are bombarding us to screw us up. This is being done cold-bloodedly, as Ron Paul said. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. As you hear callers hang up, you'll be able to call in. I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Chris in Florida, what's your take on what I've said? I'm only stating what the founders said was our proper redress and what made sense. Do you think I'm getting the word across, or do you think we should all just roll over to the globalist?
Well, certainly not. We need to keep it as an option on the table, but we do have jury nullification and state nullification and county nullification and city nullification as well.
No, I agree. We should strike on every front. I came up with a plan to have states and cities nullify the Patriot Act. It got codified by folks. 800 cities, was it 10 states by the end of it? Yes. And people say, well, they didn't have any power. No, it repudiated it, just like the cities have given illegals amnesty. Oh, what, that didn't work? Even though that's unconstitutional? We need to do the same thing with constitutional stuff. Sorry, go ahead.
Sure. And we need to, as you say, inform everyone of our options, and we have so many viable options to prevent tyranny from taking over that we haven't exhausted our remedies. I would like to invite everybody just quickly to try to fight the water fluoridation effort here in Pinellas County, Florida. This upcoming
now, Chris,
Tuesday.
Listen, I hear you. I'm going to let you go. Listening on 1340. When I gave the number out, I said five times, we're taking calls on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and what I'm saying about secession to reboot the republic. Secession to say the federal government's alien and isn't even the old federal government. It's a rogue criminal group to restore it. And I said, please do that for us. Because we don't screen calls, but when it's on a topic, it's got to be on that topic, sir. And yes, I know that they're now trying to bring fluoridation back after you kicked it out. We covered that this week. It's important to fight that. But I'm going to tell you, all these other remedies are great. We should fight those as well. But the big, bold stroke of the state standing up and saying, the UN runs our military. We're under UN world government. The UN runs the kill switch now, they're announcing. We got to say no. Does anybody hear me here? Joe in Florida, you're on the air, listening on InfoWars.com audio streams. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I got to tell you, man, I love the passion. Listener for a long time. I mean, a lot of the stuff you touch on is 100% accurate. What I would like to maybe shift towards a little bit, like keeping it on top, is in the 80s, there was, I mean, we talk about social engineering, and lately you've been talking about the mind. Well, InfoWars, I think, could be taken from in the 80s, by the government and the military, it was called Mind Wars. And what it was is a social engineering project. I don't know how to explain it clearly. I would mistaken.
No, I understand it. The Nazis called it Mind Wars. It was adopted under that name. They called it InfoWars for about 20 years, and that's why the name was available. So I said, there's an info war. There's a war on for your mind. So, yes, I get it. Thank you for the call. Folks, we're taking calls about the secession movement. That's what we're taking calls about. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning.
You know what the company store is?
I picked up
it's beyond slavery.
The mine. I loaded 16
it's
a number nine
what sharecroppers went through. You can only buy your goods when you're paid for the crop that you bring on their property at that store. And everything's actuaried out where you can never get free. And that's the best way to describe globalism, collectivism, and why they want to bankrupt the economy, ship the jobs overseas, and get you on welfare. They want to destroy your dignity, destroy your mind, and never have you feel the animating contest for liberty. And the United States is, for all intents and purposes, conquered and gone. But if we recognize we've been taken over and it's illegitimate, we can get it back. By the way, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to premiere here on the radio for TV viewers. It's 100 times more powerful if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. By the way, you can get 10 memberships for $5.95 a month. Just create a username and passcode that you can share. 10 people can log in simultaneously with the code. 10 memberships, that's 59 cents a day per membership. Your Christmas shopping's done. Create a username, passcode, give it to your friends and family. Boom. See InfoWars Nightly News, all my films, the ebooks, all the other films. Most of it's up there in high def. There's 9.5 years of material. We've been doing high def the last 3 or 4 years, and we've tried to upload the old stuff back into high def. But it's just an amazing thing, and it supports us there, but that really pays for the bandwidth. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com will get you there. You can go sign up and see it. If not, see the trailer for Satan Speaks, the film. You can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's there in the tiles. You posted it last night. You know, I noticed that when I played this, well, I'll talk about it at the time next segment. I just see people going, what is this devil worship? I guess Goethe's Faust, you know, written 200 years ago, I guess that is devil worship. And I guess the screw tape letters are devil worship. No, ladies and gentlemen, the devil's trick is that the devil doesn't exist. This is a manifestation, not of the hot cheerleader devil lady. That's how they sell the devil. Like, it's fun. You know, hat, the drive-in, race cars. Yeah, fun. No, it's death. It's burning cities, piles of ashes, children with their ribs sticking out with pus coming out of their eyes. That's evil. And it's just a piece I'm going to release next week where Satan has a conversation with the Antichrist. And I did it in one take. It's going to be so popular, I may even go do some more and add some more into it. I play both Satan and the Antichrist in it. And it's freaking people out. I mean, I know what evil is, so I can step into those shoes. I mean, I know what their agenda is. And I think it's important for Satanists out there that are getting freaked out by this. I think they're going to be given all this power out of Satanism. They're really freaking out by this video because they think they're going to get all this worldly power. No, you're going to get deads, what you're going to get. You're losers. So we're going to be going through all of that. It's time for the good to realize how much power we've got. And these little devil worshippers are like inch-tall punks. You think the devil gives you rage and power? Critter, this universe can give you the righteous indignation to crush the enemy. And I suggest it's time for you to find out how powerful the God of this universe really is. All right, that's coming up. I want to go back to your calls on this issue of, look at these articles. Failure of cybersecurity bill in Senate paves way for Obama executive order. Obama's secret directive paves way for continued military cyber offensive. Obama signed secret cybersecurity directive, National Journal. Obama signed secret directive to fight cyber attacks. It is the cybersecurity takeover. He said he'd signed an executive order. He just made it secret. It's Kafka-esque. We're executing you. We're not letting you know why. We've signed an order. We're not telling you what it is. We're not telling you why you're on the no-fly list or no-gun buy list. No due process. Get used to it. Obama's secret order authorizes cybersecurity strikebacks, which will be against our website. They've said they're going to target alternative media. Cass Sunstein called for that at the White House. And when I talk, you can go look it up. I'm not making this up. It just goes on and on. It says, here the Army is now going to have access to everything. They already have access. The FBI was already watching Petraeus over a girlfriend without a warrant and then went and got one once they wanted to use the material retroactively. I mean, folks, this is not freedom. The government runs al-Qaeda. People are like, how dare Alex say they run al-Qaeda? They publicly run them in Libya and Syria. But because that's such a no-no, Hillary gets up there and says, we've got to invade Syria because al-Qaeda's there. And I actually hear talk show hosts attack me going, yeah, Alex says the government runs al-Qaeda. How dare him? We've got to go into Syria because of al-Qaeda. I mean, they won't call Hillary on the fact that it's mainstream news. They put al-Qaeda in there. I mean, it's absurdist. It's like talking to people that have had lobotomies or something. You're not that stupid because these guys can sit there and rattle off sports statistics all day and they know how to write a contract. They know how to sell stuff. I mean, I know a lot of people that I know are smart who are willfully mentally lobotomized when it comes to just hypocrisy, paradoxes, open fraud. It'd be like if it was a pit, a 1,000-foot pit, that you'd kill yourself if you fell in it. And I'm like, hey, don't go in that pit. Look, it's 1,000 feet deep. And they're like, the television told me that's not a pit, because it'd be a TV above the pit going, that is not a pit. That is not a pit. And you drop a rock and don't ever hear it at the bottom. You go, well, I don't care, because that television is telling me it's not a pit. I'm like, listen, it is a pit. I promise you. Do not. I'm not going to listen to you, conspiracy theorist. And you just step into it, and they fall. Oh, yeah, there's the headline. What news source is that? The Western Center for Journalism. Yeah, that's Joseph Farah. Surreal. Clinton pledges $45 million in aid to al-Qaeda in Syria. You can actually go find like Times of London saying it, and L.A. Times, too. You can find my Washington Post going, well, the CFR 2 months ago said, why we need al-Qaeda. That's a quote. How great they are. Okay, I'm done. I'll go to your calls. It's just, I get attacked for saying the globalists run al-Qaeda. I mean, it was in the BBC and AP that the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases and had top security clearances, and the head of one of the bases, Colonel Butler, went public and said, all I know is Muhammad Atta and others trained in my class. That's him. And they said, we're court-martialing you for national security issues. And he shut up. It was in the Sacramento Bee. It was in the San Jose Mercury. I mean, I just can't live like this anymore. I'm not a traitor when it's in the Sunday Times of London that they flew tens of thousands of al-Qaeda commanders out and paid them in gold after they staged the Afghan war in 2000. It was all staged. Our troops weren't fighting anybody. They put 12-year-old conscripts in foxholes in front of the cities. The planes flew over and blew up the kids, arrested some of them, put them in prison camps. 10 years later, they're used as al-Qaeda double agents now. I mean, I just can't live like this anymore. I can't live in this fantasy land anymore. Oh, man, it drives me crazy. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in South Carolina. Sir, what's your take on the battle plan, the fact that it's going viral, thanks to you and many others out there and our friends in the real media, the true media, not the state-run media, like Drudge, DrudgeReport.com. I mean, what is your take on what I've been saying, sir?
Well, Alex, all I want to talk about is secession. I've been talking about it for years, and people didn't want to listen. But I'm from South Carolina, and we got blamed for the last Civil War, which we didn't start. But I'd like to give a little background on the issue of challenge, because I want to do what you did and sign the Declaration of Independence on your show.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
The enemy knows who we are. We've got a lot of Christians and a lot of patriots in South Carolina from the Tea Party movement that we work with hunkering down. But the Antichrist, the New World Order, the enemies of America, they already know who you are. So my name is Ken Moran. I'm in Georgetown County, South Carolina. Come and get me, New World Order. Come and get me, enemies of America. I don't care.
Well, you know, they try to spin the Texas Revolution when about 37%, according to the Daughters Republic of Texas in history, were Hispanics. Guatemala, which was Mexico, revolted against Santa Anna. He was such a dictator. Texas revolted. My ancestors revolted, who had Mexican land grants on my mother and father's side, some in central Texas, others in east Texas, with the Ayers family and others, and the Greshams, the Hammonds, all of them were right here in Texas, and the Joneses, the Johnsons, the Browns, and others in East Texas. But the point is that they cut the media says it's racist. That's why Texas seceded. And they say the same thing. Well, no. 1776, the British government came to take lawful guns from the citizens, and they didn't turn them in. So the Brits started shooting their fellow citizens. So the war started. Gonzales, Texas, they said, we're coming to confiscate your guns. And Gonzales, that's the come and take it flag. If people don't know, you see it all over the country. That's just outside Austin's Gonzales, where my mother's family's from. And right out there with the Hispanic, they were called Tejanos. And they said, hey, I like the idea of being able to have guns if Santa Ana wants to take them. And they stood right there with the white settlers, a lot of them all intermarried, so you get Tejano music and the rest of it. Everybody was getting along until later when the government started up. But the point is, you're absolutely right. And then they came and they had a big shootout with the Mexican troops. There was a gun confiscation in North Texas with Colonel Travis before he was even made colonel. He got in a big gun battle with folks trying to confiscate guns, Mexican troops, and a Texian traitor colonel who was working for Santa Ana. So at first, Santa Ana had a bunch of other Texans. It wasn't just all the Texans got up, all the Hispanic and all the Anglo Texans got up and said, oh, we're gonna fight Santa Ana. There was mainly whites fighting whites. In fact, there were no Hispanics with that particular colonel. You look up the history. They came in against a group of whites and Hispanics and said, we're taking your guns. And it was a big shootout, and they beat them. And they said, okay, Travis, you're a colonel. Travis said, I'm okay, where do I go? You go to the Alamo. And he went and left his son with my family, and the rest is history. But the point is, looking at all of this, is that that's what it's about. It's like, hey, come and take it. I am here. My name is Alex Jones. And I'm going to let you finish up, but put him on hold. I want to show people a document cam shot right here, or just wherever the document cam's at. If you just turn it on, I'll just place the... that's fine. I'll just place it right here. Zoom in on this right here. This is on the YouTube video for my show yesterday. Americans must withdraw from corrupt, hijacked federal government. And it says signing a dime store replica of the Declaration of Independence. Wow. Treason. The man on the document didn't tell the colonies to let them shoot first, let them abuse and stomp all over you, nor did they buy powdered food, dig a hole, and hide in it. Is this the Alex Jones recipe against tyranny? Document it. Okay, that's somebody on YouTube, Sui Cyro. Hey, bro, I'm on television and the radio to 15 million people a week. I've been physically attacked for this. I've been death threatened. The NSA, or people in control of it, call my wife up and myself up over the years and tell us what we were just talking to our family about, and tell us how they're going to chop our head off and what our dog's doing in the backyard. And you go to the window and the dog's doing it. Okay? They're sitting there watching with a satellite telling you they're going to kill you and your family. I go in face-to-face with the Bilderberg group. I go in face-to-face to military checkpoints. We go face-to-face with the NSA. My reporters are out there face-to-face with the Army with checkpoints on the highways outside Austin right now. I'm here. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones of Texas, of the Republic, of the United States, occupied. And I'm here saying I sign symbolically as I'm calling for a second revolution to live through the Declaration of Independence is our God-given authority, as it states there, to say our government's become destructive, it's been hijacked, they brag it's been hijacked. I want our republic back, and I'm demanding our republic back, and the best venue is the states to pull out and say, we're America, you're not Washington. You understand what I'm putting out there? This is a revolutionary idea. And I have top scholars on, and they go, yes, you're right, this is a great plan. You understand? Because it's how it's presented. They're going to present it as it's a civil war. No, it's not. We're kicking the globalists out. And then these cowards, see, because they can't see someone do something real. They can't see someone because then they might have to do something real. It's better to just sit back as an armchair. I love people that call me up and go, we ought to get violent. You need to lead it. Really? If they're not provocateurs, they're idiots. Oh, you're not going to lead the violent attack? You just want me, somebody with my bootstraps that built an operation reaching 15 million people a week. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm somebody who puts my money where my mouth is. I walk the walk, ladies and gentlemen. I don't just talk the talk. Okay, I'm committed. And this wimp internet culture of just sitting back and attacking real men and women makes me want to throw up and trying to discourage them. It's unbelievable. I signed it. It was symbolic. And I told listeners, you should sign it symbolically. It means something. It's a pledge to resist this. The globalist collectivist takeover is a eugenics kill grin, even if you're for socialism. This collectivist globalist model is a eugenics-based extermination grid. That's in their own words, man. Don't you understand? We're not getting out of this letting them run things. You think it's so incredible for people that just don't get it. So go ahead, sir. I understand what you're saying. Or anything else?
Yes, sir. A little bit, Alex. I'm a Christian minister in South Carolina, an oath keeper, and I joined Brother Chuck Baldwin's Black Regiment. And what I'm seeing is a lot of people in this state and other states hunkering down. But what they don't understand with this secessionist movement, this is the breach in the wall we've been waiting for. I've been teaching nullification and secession threats.
In my spirit, not just in my intellect, I know this is it. If the people answer the call, this is it. I'm telling you, we can beat these people. I see the clear path, absolutely clear.
Alex, the colors mark the place, the battle lines, you know, an engagement. And right now, your colors, my colors, other colors are in the breach of that wall. And all we need is the army to come in and overrun opposition and flood over us and take the fight to the enemy. They need to get out there on the internet now. And I want to issue a challenge. Forget the divisive lines. I was in the Tea Party when they tried to divide and conquer Occupy Wall Street, and they told us there were different sides, and I kept telling them it's bull. We all want the same thing. We want an end of corruption, and we want freedom in America. Tea Party, quit buying the lies. Get out of the GOP shill group business of getting people elected and get there with Occupy Wall Street and every other American that is sick and tired of the corruption, sick and tired of the lies, the thieving taxes, the destruction of freedom and evil in this country. Unite together and sign these petitions. They're trying to shoot the first few people that sign them and make them out to be monsters so the rest of you will not admit that this, like Alice is
saying. Exactly. And listen, I got to say, this is the most important thing I've said all day. Their entire battle plan behind the scenes, we reverse engineered it, is to stop state secession and restoring the republic, because they know that's the rightful, most powerful course. Their entire defense is set around it, because that's the weak point. And that's why they're telling people, they've told Lou Rockwell, he's, you better watch it. You know, it's on their site. We're going to come arrest you. Glenn Beck saying, you better not sign this. Again, it's an intimidation. It's an intimidation, so we stand down. Well said, sir. God bless you. We'll be right back with more calls. John, Steve, James, Steve, and many others. Straight ahead, two more segments of calls. Then we have our guests coming up and more calls continuing.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 16, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1130. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,5369, $876.84 for a half ounce, or $438.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $17,5369, $876.84, and $438.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Our country country has been taken over by foreign banking cartels. And just as my ancestors were in Gonzales when the Mexican troops came to take the guns and resisted and the war for Texas independence began, or my ancestors were there and many of your ancestors were there at the founding of this country, the United States, you have to just at a certain point say, that's it, I'm done, I'm not going to be your slave. And so many people are like, oh, where are you going to go if you leave the U.S.? The U.S. has been taken over. The New World Order has seceded and stolen the country. The hijacker is taking over the cockpit. He's not the pilot. It is so simple, ladies and gentlemen. And in fact, I meant to say this. I want to get Aaron Dykes on at 40 after. I know I said I'd play the little trailer for the piece I'm doing on the nature of evil, but I'll do that later in the next hour. I said I'd go back to your calls. But Aaron was just showing me how they're, with all the articles, the Republican Tea Party is attacking all these state reps who are coming out and saying, we're under Agenda 21, we're under a New World Order, we've been occupied by foreign banks. And the Republicans are saying, we got to kick this guy out. They're kooks. I mean, the world government's announced. Ron Paul's up there giving speeches about the world government. The UN's now running our military. Obama's signing. I've got the article right here. The New American broke it down. I went and followed it to the foreign newspapers. This is in the British and German newspapers. It's my top story. So many articles. UN to seek internet kill switch. Next month, document shows. New American .com or PrisonPlanet.com. We need to make this top story on InfoWars. So much is on Prison Planet that's not on InfoWars. Folks, you got to check those sites. And I went and read it. I already knew about this and knew about the treaties and what they tried to get 2 years ago but couldn't, where the UN would run it, and now Obama's just signing it over. I mean, that right there is like running around with your hair on fire through town screaming. I mean, the United States and our engineers build the internet. It's run by the globalists that have hijacked the country, and now they're handing it over to the UN. That's our entire infrastructure for telecommunications. I mean, this is treason. And I'm not just saying treason. I mean, this is it. This is it. Stephen in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding. What's your take on all this?
All right, here we go, Alex. I'm going to bring some facts. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the brethren that have been working towards this for years and years. Not many are left. But this has to do with exactly what you said, restoration. I have good news. It's been going on. There have been brothers that have been doing their part. Brother William brought us the law. But I want to bring you facts. Now, this goes back to where do we stand. Yesterday you said we stand here. Brothers made it a little bit more in focus, saying we have to stand as individuals. Yeshua is the king of sovereigns, like Alfred Adask has brought out. And you've had intimate talks with him that brought out that truth, and other brothers like Roger Sales, who has told us it's a deception of words. And it's all I hear you saying is get on your knees, get before God, and do your part. Everybody has an equal part. But I want to give you some facts, and I want the brethren to write this down so they do their own homework. On May 12th to October 14th of this year, the Torah and the Western Wall were in Philadelphia. Okay, a chance for repentance. On September 13th, Bernanke gave notice, okay, that they were not going to acknowledge the 100-year contract of the Federal Reserve. They're going to override it. Boom, they make a new offer. Well, in response, Alex, on September 29th, 28th and 29th, there was a national call on Independence Hall, where 8,000 to 10,000 people, and I was one of them, repented for 8 hours. Now, Jonathan Cahn was there. It was done biblically. It was done lawfully. Okay? So it has begun. The restoration has...
Absolutely. We got to attack in all directions.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.